Now will you notice chapter 28, and I'm reading now, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Now their blessing in the land was determined by their obedience unto God. You notice that here. This great big if. He started out by saying to them here at the beginning, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently." And that's a great big if. This is a conditional part of the covenant that they are going to be blessed only as they obey God. Then you have the blessings given here. "Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Blessed shall be thy basket. Blessed shall be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Now, as you read this here, you say, well, look, there are 12 curses pronounced, but only about 5 blessings. What goes here? Well, I think that you have about 6 blessings, by the way, that are mentioned here, but that's only half of the curses that are mentioned. And you say, what goes here? Well, do you want to pick up the rest of the blessings? When our Lord stood on the mount and gave the so-called Sermon on the Mount, he was standing on the mountain, and how did he begin it? "Blessed is the man." So you have the rest of the Beatitudes there. Our Lord, when he gave those and began that message like that, it made the instructed Israelite listen. He was hearing the blessings that would come to them even after their long checkered history of when they'd even been into captivity at that time already twice. And they were yet to go into captivity, be scattered throughout the earth again at that particular time. Now you have here, he comes back and mentions these curses, and it all rests upon this matter of an if. Verse 15, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Notice again, verse 15, "It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." If. This is the conditional part on which they're to enter the land. Then we have here one of the most remarkable passages of Scripture. It gives their history pre-written in the land. Now, what you have here, that there are 3 prophecies that concern these people, that they're to be regathered and brought back into that land. They will be restored 3 times, and they are to be dispossessed 3 times. Now, let me call your attention to that fact. You have a reference to this first, I guess it's back in about the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, where God says to Abraham that your offspring, they're going down into Egypt. And they went down into Egypt for 430 years. But that they would come out of that. They would return from that land and come into the land. And we're following him here in that. Now, that part has been fulfilled. They were to be put out of the land. They were returned to the land. We are seeing that here in Deuteronomy. They're ready now to enter. And when we go into the book of Joshua, we'll see them enter the land, and we'll see them settled in the land in the book of Judges. Now, that is something that has been literally fulfilled. Then you have the second time that they are to be put out of the land, and we have that mentioned here. We are told, and I'll drop down now here in chapter 28. This is a very remarkable chapter. Verse 36 says, "The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone." Now that was the Babylonian captivity. It is a matter of record, a matter of history. We have the record, we'll see it a little later on, and we'll see there the fact they were carried into captivity, and Jeremiah prophesied concerning it. He had a great deal to say about it. We find that the historical record is given in both Kings and Chronicles that they went into Babylonian captivity. Fact of the matter is that Zedekiah, the last king, his eyes were put out. Children were slain before him, then his eyes were put out. Listen to verse 32 here, which describes that. And all of this is prophecy, you must remember. It says, "Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand." And he was helplessly carried into Babylonian captivity blind. How literal it was fulfilled. Why? Because of their disobedience. God says you go into the land, if you obey, you'll be blessed. If you do not obey, you'll be put out of that land. Now, the book of Ezra and Nehemiah and Daniel have to do with their return. That is, with their experience in the Babylonian captivity, and then their return. And then the prophets Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi tell of their return back to that land. So that this is the second prophecy concerning their being driven out of the land because of disobedience, but that they would return. Now, that has been literally fulfilled. Then the third one, and that has to do with Rome. And notice how it is described here prophetically. Verse 48, "Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee." And I have a set of books right up above me here in my study. It's two volumes of Flavius Josephus. He tells about the coming of the Romans, first unto Titus. They put the yoke of iron. Rome's known as the Iron Kingdom. "And also the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth." They came all the way from the west, you know. "As swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand." You see, that was a language that was not an Oriental language at all. Today, our English is based on the Latin and the European languages, but the nation Israel was a language that had to do with Asia and with Africa, and was altogether different. And God says they'll speak a tongue that we won't understand it, but they had on their standards the eagle. And I'm of the opinion that many an instructed Israelite, when they looked over the battlements of the walls and saw the standards of Titus there with the eagles on it, they said, "This is it." Now it says in verse 52, "He shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee." and in these two volumes I've referred to up above me here of Josephus, it tells about how mothers were forced to give up their babies, and they were eaten. The flesh of babies were eaten, and people died, and the corpse collected inside the city, and they had to throw them over the wall. May I say to you that this is the thing that was literally fulfilled. Now they were scattered throughout the world. The interesting thing is, they've never returned from that captivity. That has not yet been fulfilled. There are three prophecies of dispossessions. There are three prophecies that they will return. They have returned twice. They have not returned the third time. Now, here you have six prophecies, five of them literally fulfilled. What do you think about the sixth one? Well, I don't know what you think. I'll tell you what I think. I think it'll be literally fulfilled. It's yet to come in the future. And we are given that here because their continued disobedience, which now has been over a long period of time, that God deals with that here. And you'll find that He will bring upon them certain diseases. I don't want to go into that because this is something that is rather personal and has to do with the race, and certainly they've been characterized by certain diseases. Now, verse 63, "Shall come to pass as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." In other words, God says, I'll take you out of that land. "And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes, sorrow of mind, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life." May I say, this has been literally fulfilled, friends. In fact, right now, one group of people that are in grave danger are these people. Prophecy being literally fulfilled.